Well, I'm going to start this morning just saying, how are you? All right. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to tell you, there's always a bright side. One older gentleman, he said, I've gotten old and can't remember exactly how old. He said, I had two bypass surgeries, a hip replacement, two knee surgeries, fought prostate cancer, had diabetes. I'm half blind. I can't hear anything quieter than a jet plane. It gets better. He says, I take about 40 medications that leave me dizzy and winded and subject to blackouts. He says, I have bouts with dementia, got poor circulation. I can hardly feel my hands and feet. Can't remember if I'm 85 or 95, but thank God I still have my Texas driver's license. Well, yeah. We can look on the bright side. They say every cloud has a silver lining, but sometimes it seems like human nature, we kind of get it backwards. Every silver lining has a cloud. And just, I don't know why it is that way, but I'm telling you, there is a bright side. Proverbs 4:18 says, the path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter. So no matter how stormy life may be, no matter what's going on in our world, I tell you, the Bible says that we are supposed to be thankful. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things. That's a tall order. How can we possibly do that? How can we give thanks for all things? Always be thankful. I'm telling you, it is a matter of perspective. Now, last week, I shared with you a message called Seeds of Thanksgiving, and we talked about focusing our thoughts on good things. And this morning, I just want to build on that, because even though we focus our thoughts on good things, we all go through battles and struggles and times in life where it's hard to find something sometimes that's good to focus on. And I just want to tell you, we got to take that a step further where we change our perspective. Has everything to do with your perspective. You know, it's much more than just being thankful one day a year when some special blessing comes our way, but being thankful every day, always, and in every circumstance. And I want to tell you, we need to be doers of the word, not hearers only. The Bible says deceiving our own selves. I think when the Bible tells us things like be thankful always, we need to take that seriously. That this is how God wants us to live. That if we're not doing that, we're not really pleasing God. Y'all don't get quiet on me. Anybody agree with that? I mean, if we're going to please God, then we need to obey the word of the Lord. We need to not just be hearers. So how can we do this? I'm going to tell you, it's a matter of perspective. The movie, It's a Wonderful Life, is one of my favorites. And I know many of you know the movie. It's a Christmas movie about a man who suddenly seems to have lost everything. He's going to be bankrupted, and he may even be charged with crimes and go to prison. And in his despair, his attitude sours, and he becomes so angry and grumpy that he mistreats his wife and his children and his friends. And finally, he's all alone, and he wishes that he had never been born. And then his angel shows up, named Clarence. And Clarence arranges for this man to have a vision of what the world would have been like if he had never been born. And so he sees his wife, who never married. And of course, his children were never born. And so many people in town who were his friends, they lived these sad lives, and the whole town just seems to have this darkness over it. And so he gets to the place where he just wants his old life back. And when he comes back to reality, he is so overjoyed. He is so thankful to see his wife and children and his house and his friends. He's so thankful for everything. He still is in trouble. That hasn't changed. Nothing has changed in his circumstance. What changed? Just his perspective. And I'm telling you, us being thankful, so much of it comes down to this. It's a matter of perspective. Now, yes, if you know the movie, you know everything did change for him because all of his friends gave him so much money. They said he was the richest man in town. But even before that happened, his perspective had so changed that he was overjoyed and thankful. And I just want to tell you this morning that it's not the cards that life has dealt to you that determine whether or not you have a good life, that determine whether or not you can be thankful. No, it's the eyes that determine whether or not you can be thankful. Matthew 6, 22 and 23, Jesus says, "The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" Now Jesus says that if our eye is good, then our whole body, our whole life is going to be full of good. If our eye is bad, our whole life is going to be full of bad. He's not talking about physical eyesight. He's talking about the way you look at things. If you look at things with the right perspective, your life is going to be filled with good. If you look at things with a negative, dark perspective, your whole life is going to be filled with negative things. It's a matter of perspective. And I'm telling you, if we're going to always give thanks, we have to have the right perspective. First and foremost, we need the same perspective that Jesus had. Here was Jesus' perspective. All things are possible with God. Whatever you're facing, doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter how bad it is, doesn't matter how long it's gone on, doesn't matter how far gone it is, all things are possible with God. We're talking about a God who can stop the sun in the sky. We're talking about a God who can bring back, who can redeem the years that the locusts have eaten. I'm telling you, we're talking about a God who can do the impossible. That's the perspective that Jesus walked this earth with. And we need to have that kind of faith perspective. You see, as long as we have that perspective, we don't ever leave God out of the equation. See, whatever the problem is, doesn't matter how, you know, sometimes they multiply, right? But it doesn't matter. When you put God in that equation, it changes everything. We got to remember whatever we're facing, God is in the equation. So we can still be thankful. Always going to have adversity in this world. There's always going to be problems. Jesus said it very plainly in John 16, 33. He says, in this world you're going to have trouble. But here's the flip. Here's the shift. Here's the perspective. But be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. And there it is. See, whatever we're going through, we can be of good cheer. We can be thankful because he's already won the victory. Got to keep that faith perspective. Because we all face battles. And when we have problems, I'm telling you, if we'll believe that God is able to bring victory, then we can be thankful even in the midst of it. 2 Corinthians 2:14, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. So, you know, when we're upset and we're complaining instead of being thankful, it's because we're not really trusting God to take care of us. If we're really trusting God, we don't need to complain. No, we need to thank God because we believe that he's going to work it out for our good, that he's going to take care of us. And when we're dealing with sickness, you know, it can be especially hard to be thankful when you feel bad. But we can still be thankful because we know that he is the one who heals all our diseases. Psalm 103 and verse 3, he heals all our diseases. The same one who forgives all our iniquities, he heals all our diseases. Now, most of you know my wife has been dealing with breast cancer off and on for 11 and a half years. And I got to tell you, every day we are thankful that we have a healer, that Jesus paid the price that we could be healed. We are thankful for so many miracles that have happened over the years. I remember way back in 2009, the year that this all started, we went to a doctor because she had had a lump come up in the breast on the other side. And the doctor said, well, it's spread to the other side. You're going to have to do this and this and this and this. And Carmen said, no, I don't want to do that. I just want to have the lump removed. And she said, get out of my office. And we did. And 2 weeks later, it was completely gone. Now, here's the thing. You see, we had miracles that happened. Why are we still dealing with this? I don't know. But here's what I do know. My God is a healer, and He has never failed. We can trust Him, and we're going to keep giving Him thanks. Amen. Thanking the Lord. You know, for 2 years, her arm would go numb every night. Sometimes many times in the night. And she had surgery a couple of months ago. And since that surgery, it has only gone numb like one time or twice. What a miracle. I don't understand why we're still dealing with this, but I do know this. Thank God she only has 12 more radiation treatments to go. Thank the Lord, I'm telling you. God is bringing the victory. We're trusting Him. Thank the Lord it hasn't spread to any other part of her body. We're so grateful and thankful. And see, whatever the situation, you can thank God. If you get to that place where you lose that perspective of faith and trusting God, you'll end up being ungrateful, end up struggling on your own. And so often we get down and further down unless we're thanking God. So I encourage, I challenge you, keep that faith perspective. See, when you do face something and it upsets you and you're, you know, really struggling, well, that's when you go to prayer. It's Philippians 4:6. We read it last week. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. We never go to God complaining or telling Him how He needs to do better, but we go to God with thanksgiving. First of all, we're thanking God for all the victories that we've had in the past. But we thank God because as we bring our requests to Him, we know that He is able. We know that God will make a way. And so we thank God. You see, our prayer has to be with faith. And we express that by saying, thank you. Mark 11, 24, Jesus said, whatever things you believe you receive, you shall have them. If you believe you receive something, I mean, if somebody gives you something and you believe them, you say, thank you, right? And we should say, thank you if we believe we receive. It's so powerful because it not only is an expression of our faith, but it also builds our faith. See, when you're praying and you pray about it and you give it to the Lord and then you just start saying, thank you, Lord, for taking care of this need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to my child today. Thank you, Lord, for dealing with my boss. Thank you, Lord, for helping me with this situation. See, when you start thanking Him, it not only expresses faith, but it builds faith, keeping that lifestyle of faith, expressing faith all the time by saying, thank you, Lord. So important, so powerful. And sometimes we don't understand what's going on. We can't see how things are going to work out. And we just need to remember that in all things, He's working together for the good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. You see, we might be in a situation where you just say, well, no good could come out of this. Trust God. Keep that perspective that Jesus had. All things are possible with God. Back in the year 2000, there was a great flood in Mozambique, and people were separated from their families, and as the flood waters rose, a lot of people died in that flood. But there was a pastor and 16 people that were clinging to the tops of trees, waiting for the floods to recede. And so during the long hours, the pastor preached to the people. But as they clung to the trees and he preached to the people, they got so weary and tired. He said that they would have fallen asleep and drifted away in the water. But mosquitoes came and bit them. And when it was over, when the waters receded enough where they could climb down and wade to safety, he thanked God for the mosquitoes. Have you ever thanked God for mosquitoes? I haven't. I've considered them a curse, not a blessing. But you see, God can take something that's negative and something that looks like, maybe it looks like a curse to us, and he can turn it around, just like he did with Joseph. When Joseph's brothers had sold him into slavery, years later, and sometimes, see, we get the perspective years later, but years later, he said, what you meant for harm, God meant for good, to the saving of many lives. And so much of the time in life, if we just have the right perspective, we'll give God thanks. Our perspective needs to be that we look at what we have, not what we don't have. One of the reasons people aren't thankful is that we just don't really appreciate what we have. The scripture says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain that we're going to carry nothing out. Now, perspective is all about how you look at life. And if you look at life right, you'll be thankful. Has very little to do with what you have. There are a lot of very rich people that are not thankful. Somebody agree with me. And there are a lot of people that don't have very much, and yet they're thankful. We all know this, we've heard the stories, but we need to be reminded this morning to gain perspective. If you go to a third world country, you'll see many, many people who have a small fraction of what we have, and yet they seem to be more thankful. One man and his wife visited Thailand, and they were going to a celebration that was being put on by the king and the queen, and a man named Joseph was driving them from their hotel to the celebration. He didn't know English very well, but he asked them, he said, where do you live? And they said, we live in Richmond, Virginia. Well, he heard the word Richmond, and he said, oh, so you must be rich. They said, oh, no, we're not rich at all. He says, well, do you have an automobile? And he says, well, yeah, we have two. And he asked him about his house. He says, oh, we just have a small house, has 10 rooms. The man said, we live in a two-room house. A few minutes later, the man asked about his children. He says, yes, I have four children. Two of them are in college and two of them are at home. Joseph, the driver, he just got real quiet for a minute. And finally, he said, you are rich. The man said that later he realized, when he got the right perspective, he and his wife really were rich. It has so much to do with perspective. We should be grateful for everything we have. This needs to be our perspective, that we are seeing what we have, not what we don't have. Verse 8, it says, and having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. Wow, that doesn't sound like the American way, does it? Food and clothing, we shall be content? No, we got to have this and this and this. Anybody content without a cell phone these days? I'm just telling you, a lot of people would pull their hair out if they didn't have a cell phone. We got, okay, food and clothing and a cell phone. And an automobile. And air conditioning. I mean, how many of you would have come to church this morning? I'm just telling you, we raised that bar so high, we got to have all these things. And I'm just telling you, we've gotten obsessed with constantly needing more to be happy. If I just had a little more, or if I just had something different than what I have, I could finally be happy. It is a lie. It is a deception. You'll never get there. But here's the truth. What will make you happy is when you are thankful for what you have. So your perspective needs to be looking at what you have, not what you don't have. Max Lucado tells about living as an American in Brazil. He's walking to teach a university class, and he feels a tug on his pants leg, and he turns around, and there's a little 5 or 6 year old boy, and he just looks up at him and says, "Bread, sir." Now, Lucado says that normally he would just turn away and keep going, because there are so many of these little beggar boys, as he called him, that you just can't help them all. But he said there was something compelling in the eyes of this little boy. And so he said, so I took him by the hand and I took him to the coffee shop where I was going to get coffee. He said, as we walked in, I ordered myself a coffee and I told him, just give the little boy whatever pastry that he wants. He says, I went on down to the other end of the counter to get my coffee. And he said, normally these little boys, once they get what they want, they're just gone. He says, as I turned around, there was this little boy looking up into my eyes. And he said, thank you. Thank you very much, sir. And I want to tell you, this story touches me, because so often we pray over our food at every meal and we say, thank you, Lord. But I wonder how many times we really just kind of do it out of a ritual. We're not really that appreciative. Here's a little boy who's so thankful to have a pastry. Should we be any less thankful? I think we should be a whole lot more thankful. It's a matter of perspective. I know the pride that is so involved here, where, well, I earned it and I paid for what's on my table. Nobody gave me nothing. I'm telling you, you need to realize that God has given you every good thing in your life. But for the grace of God, we would be that little boy. Perspective. You have a car? Are you thankful? Well, I'd be happier if I had a different car. It's a matter of perspective. Man has a nice car, but he drives it for a number of years. It gets to the place where he's got 100,000 miles on it. He says, you know, it's starting to get a little worn and ratty. He says, I'm going to trade this thing in. He takes it down. He trades it in, gets him a new one. That old car, the dealer waxes it, sticks it out on the lot, on the used car lot. And before long, a man comes along and he sees that car. And he's excited about it. He buys that car. He takes it home to his wife and kids. His eyes are just gleaming. And he says, look at our new car. And he gets the family all loaded up and they go for a ride. And they're so excited about their new car. You know what the difference is? Perspective. And so often we're not thankful for what we have. That's part of the key. If you're going to always be thankful and in everything, all the time giving thanks, you got to be thankful for what you have. Hebrews 13:5 says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. Content with such things as you have. You know, one of the biggest traps is the comparison trap, where we look at what somebody else has, and all of a sudden, we're not thankful anymore. I remember 30-something years ago when I was the youth pastor at Grace. I was content until one man that was on staff there did a salary comparison survey of the area of similar-sized churches and ministry positions. And he came back with the information that we were all underpaid, that other people were making better salaries than us. And all of a sudden, we were all just a little bit disgruntled. And the only thing that changed was our perspective. I'm telling you that if you're going to be thankful, you got to look at what you have, not what you don't have. And don't compare with what somebody else has. So often, we're just not really thankful for all the blessings that we enjoy every day. All the things that we do have, we don't even think about them. I mean, we're not thankful for the power and electricity until it goes off, and then all of a sudden, we're thankful for it. We're not really thankful daily that, let me just put it this way, Listen, if you're healthy and your kids are healthy, do you thank God for that every day? You should. Because there are a lot of people struggling with health. See, if you drove a car to church today, you ought to thank God for that. See, we say, oh, yeah, we know. No, this is part of the problem, that we don't thank God for the things we do have. Blessings we take for granted every day. You know, some of the blessings, the greatest blessings, are the ones that we enjoy every day, and we take them for granted. You know, people say familiarity breeds contempt, and it's because we experience that blessing every day, we just don't really appreciate it, but we should. There's a lot of things more important than material things. Are you thankful for your spouse? I so often hear husbands and wives say something negative about their spouse, and seldom hear people brag about their spouse. Sometimes, well, one woman says, he's a good provider, but he's not very romantic. Another woman says, well, mine is romantic, but he's not a good provider. Well, why don't y'all swap and everybody be happy? I'll tell you why. Because a lot of people have tried that and it didn't work. They were still unhappy. Many years ago, I talked with a couple that was having problems in their marriage. And the biggest problem was is that she was frustrated because she was having to work a part-time job, and she said that he was not a good provider. He had a decent job, made a decent wage. He was a godly man, went to church, loved the Lord. He didn't drink. He didn't run around on her. He didn't mistreat her. Didn't mistreat the kids. She just thought he should make more money. And I was thinking, you know, there's a long line of women waiting for a husband like what you got. It's amazing how we can think about what we don't have instead of being thankful for what we do have. By the way, I just got to remind you, there is no such thing as a perfect spouse, and there is no such thing as perfect kids. No such thing as a perfect job. There's difficulty and trouble and challenges in every kind of job. It's amazing how we can start thinking that somewhere else would be better. The grass is greener on the other side of the fence. And a lot of the time, people just go to work and they're unhappy every day because they're not thankful for their job. And sometimes they decide, I'm not doing this anymore. And so they jump out of the frying pan into the fire. They quit their job and they get another job, and they're wishing they had stayed at the first one. Just saying. I knew one man. He worked at the same company for many years, and he just kind of took it for granted, and he lost that job. And he was unemployed for a lengthy period of time, and when he finally got a new job, it didn't pay near as much as his old job, but he was so thankful. Perspective. It's just perspective. You know, in the culture we live in right now, and I just tell you, especially this year, people move around churches. They're church shopping. And a lot of it has to do with the 80-20 principle. It's a thing. I mean, ministers talk about it at preacher conferences. The 80-20 principle. It goes like this. People will love your church until they find about 20% that they don't like. They may like almost everything, 4 out of 5 things, 4 out of 5 areas of ministry or whatever, but they'll find about 20%, and when they do, they start thinking, you know what, we need to look for something different. And they'll go find another one, and they think, oh, this is it, until they learn about that 20% they don't like, and then they'll move on again. And the saddest thing is as a pastor, having a few years behind me, what I've seen is that many times those people end up eventually out of church altogether. They just don't go anymore because no church was perfect. No church was everything that they thought it should be. How sad is that? We should just be thankful for what we have. and realize the blessings that God has put in our life. So often we just don't recognize the blessings in our life each and every day. They did a test in Central Park in New York. They put a man, they dressed him up as a blind man, and they gave him a sign that said, "I'm blind," and a tin cup. And he sat out there for a day and he collected $4. The next day they put him out there again, but they changed the sign where it said, "I'm blind and it's springtime." He collected 10 times as much money just because of the change of perspective, that now people realize this man, he can't see the trees. He can't see the birds. He can't see the flowers that are blooming right now. Perspective. And you see, we can see those things and we can hear those things, but are we really thankful? I'm just telling you, it's a matter of perspective. Some of you know, about 10 weeks ago, I had a brief bout with the coronavirus, and my first glaring symptom was I couldn't taste or smell anything. And, you know, it doesn't sound like that big a deal until you experience it, where you can no longer taste Mexican food. That's a tragedy. But seriously, I used to even complain about my sense of smell, about how I can smell bad breath and body odor from way too far away. But my perspective has changed. I thank the Lord for healing me, and I especially thank the Lord that Carmen was only felt bad for one day. And we were in the same house, and I'm so thankful for that. But after my sense of smell and taste came back, 3 weeks later, my perspective was so different. I mean, when I smelled somebody's bad breath, I thanked the Lord. I was like, yes, such a different perspective. I'm so thankful now when I eat food and I can taste it. Oh. And I'm just telling you, you don't know what you have. You don't realize what you have. I also learned a deep compassion for those that can't taste or smell. You see, if we're really thankful, it affects how we look at other people too. But we got to focus our perspective on what we have, not what we don't have. One pastor went on a short-term missions trip and went to the island of Tobago to a leper colony. And he was leading worship there. There was a woman who had been facing away from the pulpit. And at one point during the service, she turned around, and he said it was the most horrible disfigurement he had ever seen, that she didn't have a nose, she had no ears. And she raised a fingerless hand and said, "Could we sing Count Your Blessings?" He was so taken aback that he just stood there for a moment, and then he was overcome with emotion and he just walked out of the service. One of the team members followed after him and he said, "I guess you'll never sing that song again." He said, "No, I'll sing it, but I'll never sing it the same way again." Have you counted your blessings today? Wow. We have so much to be thankful for. Yet somehow we look at the things we don't have. We look at the things that we're unhappy with. How about if we just change our perspective and look at all that we do have? All that we have in Christ. How amazing is it to be a born-again Christian? how amazing is it to have the gift of the Holy Spirit, the greater one living inside of you? How amazing is it? How awesome to have peace that passes understanding, a joy unspeakable, full of glory. How wonderful is it to know the Lord personally, to be able to come into His presence where there's fullness of joy and pleasures at His right hand evermore. How wonderful to be able to walk and talk with the Lord, to know Him as your shepherd who's leading and guiding you, as your healer, your provider, as your peace. I'm just telling you how blessed we are. Each and every day of our life, we have so much. We've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:3. All of it, it belongs to us. We have so much. Matthew Henry, theologian and Bible commentator, he said he was robbed one day and he was so thankful. He said he was thankful that he'd never been robbed before. He said that he was thankful that although he took his wallet, he didn't take his life. And he said he was thankful that even though he took his wallet, it wasn't that much. And he said he was thankful that he was the one that was robbed and not the one that robbed. You realize how good it is to be saved. And we see evil, wicked people in this world, and sometimes it looks like the wicked prosper. We're the blessed ones. We have so much to be thankful for. Get the right perspective. God can do anything. I know some of you are facing great challenges. Some of you are dealing with heartache right now, struggling. God can do it. Just begin to thank Him and look to Him and trust Him. And keep on trusting Him. He's faithful. Stand with me.